And now we turn tonight to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The White House says President Biden has expressed support for a ceasefire in the Middle East during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just hours ago, but stopped short of demanding immediate action. Today, the Israeli military launched more airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, attacking a tunnel belonging to Hamas. The deadly Israeli-Palestinian conflict is now entering a second week of fighting, with more than 200 killed so far, mostly Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. International diplomats with the UN Security Council are now working to establish a ceasefire meeting over the past few days. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin joining us live from outside the UN in New York City tonight. Tom.
Right, Robin, the UN Secretary General demanding an immediate end of the hostilities. And in the readout of President Biden's call with Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire, but also for Israel's right to defend itself. Israel says more than 3,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza since last week. This is the aftermath of the Israeli response, the IDF targeting the homes of 9 Hamas commanders, a strike that hit the same neighborhood where a series of raids killed 42 Palestinians yesterday. Tonight, the main hospital in Gaza City is filled with the injured.
The United States remains greatly concerned by the violence, by the escalating violence. Hundreds of people killed or injured, including children being pulled from the rubble.
End the occupation now!
The crisis in the Mideast leading to mass protests in this country. Thousands hit the streets of downtown Chicago yesterday in support of Palestinians.
Free, free Palestine!
Protests free, free over the weekend from downtown Cleveland to Birmingham, Alabama. West Coast, supporters of both sides shutting down traffic in Los Angeles. New video tonight following the latest Israeli strikes, Palestinian authorities say have killed nearly 200 people over the past week. At least 10 have died in Israel, killed by rockets fired from Gaza. The U.S. working diplomatic channels throughout the region seeking a solution.
Our focus, our goal, every single action we take, every statement we make is with the objective of reducing the violence.
And tonight, the United Nations Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire. No sign of that. In fact, Israel's leadership, the IDF, says the strikes by Israel will continue until missiles are no longer being fired by Hamas. The prime minister of Israel has already said that'll take some time. Live at the UN, Tom Negevin. News Nation.